BlackRock's European Bitcoin ETP crosses 1.1 BAUM with 14,200 BTC, BlackRock's European iShares. Bitcoin ETP has crossed $1.1 billion in assets under management, holding roughly 14,200 BTC, according to a Cointelegraph update posted May 4, 2026. The milestone arrives a little over a year after the product began trading in March 2025, and it lands in the middle of a softer week for risk assets. Bitcoin is changing hands at $79,718 as of May 4, 2026, up 1.6% over 24 hours and 2.7% over the past 7 days, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sitting at 47, neutral. A late starter catching up to its U.S. sibling, the European product, ticker IB1T on Xetra, Euronext Paris, and Euronext Amsterdam, was launched almost 14 months after the U.S. iShares Bitcoin Trust, IBIT, opened in January 2024. IBIT remains the larger vehicle by an order of magnitude, but the European version's path to 1.1B is the relevant data point here. It crossed $500 in late 2025 and has roughly doubled inside 6 months. That cadence matters because European spot Bitcoin exposure was, for years, a story of small ETPs from CoinShares, 21Shares, and ETC Group serving a niche audience. BlackRock's distribution muscle is now pulling allocators who previously treated Bitcoin as a satellite holding. The 14,200 BTC figure is also useful as a benchmark against other European products. Combined, the older European Bitcoin ETPs hold more BTC than IB1T, but BlackRock's vehicle has gathered assets faster than any of them at a comparable point in life cycle. What's driving the European bid? Three forces are layered on top of each other. First, the structural one, the markets and crypto assets, MACA regulation, finished its phased rollout at the end of 2024. Giving fund selectors and pension consultants a clearer compliance frame for recommending crypto exposure. Second, the cyclical one. Bitcoin held above $70,000 through most of Q1 2026 and never delivered the crash that European compliance teams kept wargaming. Third, the institutional one. A handful of European pension funds and insurance balance sheets disclosed small Bitcoin allocations during 2026 earnings calls, and those disclosures travel quickly inside the consultant network. None of those three is a single-moment catalyst. Combined, they explain why a product that launched into a mature U.S. market is still gathering assets at a steady pace. Reading the AUM number against price mechanical math, 1.1B AUM divided by 14,200 BTC implies an average per coin valuation around $77,400, which is just below today's $79,718 spot. That tells you the holdings reflect a mix of inflows over many months, not a recent rush at the highs. The fund has been accumulating coins steadily rather than absorbing one large block. For context, the broader U.S. spot Bitcoin ETF complex pulled in $1.97 billion during April 2026, its strongest month of the year so far, so the institutional flow story is not Europe-specific. It is regional confirmation of a pattern visible across listed Bitcoin wrappers. Why the European listing matters separately from U.S. ETFs. U.S.-listed Bitcoin ETFs are not freely available to European retail investors, or to many European institutions because of UCITS, PRIIPs, and KID requirements. A European-domiciled product solves the distribution problem and unlocks discretionary mandates that cannot hold U.S.-listed funds. Once BlackRock cleared the listing in 2025, fund platforms across Germany, France, Italy, and the Nordics gained a route to Bitcoin exposure that fits inside their existing model portfolios. The 1.1B figure suggests that route is being used, not just available. For end users who want spending exposure rather than holding exposure, the practical takeaway is small, but worth noting. European demand for regulated Bitcoin wrappers tends to correlate with regulator comfort around adjacent crypto products, including stablecoin spending rails and self-custody card programs that European issuers are rolling out under MiCA. What to watch next? Two data points will tell you whether this is a real trend or a one-quarter pop. First, whether IB1T's daily creation flow stays positive through any pullback below $75,000. Steady inflows during weakness are the signature of allocator-driven buying, not retail momentum. Second, whether other European jurisdictions, particularly the UK after its November 2024 lift of the retail crypto ETN ban, see comparable AUM growth. If London-listed products start posting similar numbers, the European institutional thesis stops being a BlackRock-specific story and becomes a regional one.